Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. Welcome. This is Friday, May 11th, 2012. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today, who's off working on projects, either that or recuperating to work on projects as soon as he gets back. I hope he's actually taking a little bit of a break. He certainly deserves one. We've got an amazing lineup of breaking news, information, interviews. This is going to be one of those shows that you do want to call people and invite them to listen in on because of the importance of the information that's breaking here. Let me give you a quick rundown of what's coming up. We are going to be covering the rapidly deteriorating Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant situation in Japan, where we have literally thousands of spent fuel rods that are now just accessing or releasing radiation into the open air. And another criticality event, a meltdown, is possible. An earthquake or a tsunami could unleash another massive plume of radiation that within 10 days would land in North America, spreading cesium-137, a very toxic, obviously radioactive substance with a 30-year half-life, all across North America. And I've looked at the wind patterns, and no state in America is safe from that. That would drop cesium-137 everywhere from Alaska down to Miami and everywhere in between. And to join us today and talk about that, we do have Arne Gunderson. He's going to be joining us at the bottom of this hour to cover his view. He is, of course, an expert on the nuclear industry, and he's going to tell us what his view is on the warnings and what might happen and what we can do to help stop this situation. Remember, it's not just us raising the alarm about this. Also, U.S. Senator Ron Wyden from Oregon has raised the alarm on this issue. And kudos to Senator Wyden for taking the step of actually going to visit the facility and then spreading the alarm. So we're going to cover that. Then we've also got, after that, in the second hour, Dr. Len Saputo is going to be joining us to talk about how we can protect ourselves from radiation. So there are some things that we can do in terms of nutrition and detox and food selection, lots of important things that we can do, and he's the expert on that. In fact, he's a holistic doctor. He's into healing. He's into all kinds of nutritional strategies. Many of those strategies are now being used by people here at the InfoWars team, InfoWars studio, to improve their health and prevent any kind of degenerative disease from taking hold. So Dr. Len Saputo joins us. That's going to be an amazing report. And then also in the third hour, we have breaking news on the situation in Minnesota, where a farmer is about to be sentenced and have his 3-day trial on Monday. And his crime was delivering fresh milk. Once again, fresh milk to moms in Minnesota, and those moms are now being threatened by the state of Minnesota with criminal prosecution if they allow their homes to be used as drop-off points for fresh milk from a farm. Yes, indeed. What California did to James Stewart and Sharon Palmer, the state of Minnesota is now doing to moms and farmers, and that is a very big breaking story. We've got all the details here. We're going to be covering the upcoming rally, asking you to join that rally on Monday if you are in Minnesota, and bringing you an interview with one of the moms who has been threatened by the state of Minnesota. This kind of craziness is now catching on all across the country, sadly, and it turns out the FDA is behind it all. The feds, the Food and Drug Administration, is giving money to the state departments of agriculture in order to create these special prosecutorial task forces that go after farmers and moms with the threat of guns drawn. Sometimes they do draw their guns. Sometimes they go in with armed raids at these food facilities. That's happening in America today. We're going to be covering all that and much more, including Alex Jones will be joining us in the second hour right here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. All that straight ahead and much more. We'll be right back.
Hello.
little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend. You're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male. Because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-437-1126. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket this weekend. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's one dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple this weekend, and this incredible last-minute deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Friday, May 11th, 2012. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the editor of naturalnews.com, filling in for Alex Jones today. From occupied America, FEMA Region 6 here, behind enemy lines, as they say, in Austin, Texas, bringing you today's breaking news, which is, as usual, extraordinary, absolutely extraordinary. Geraldo Rivera has just announced, well, yesterday, he talked about the TSA. He was covering the story of how the TSA considered an 18-month-old toddler to be a terrorist, and they forced the toddler and the family off of the airplane and detained them for quite some time and humiliated them in the airport. This is again, as part of the MO of the TSA, which has nothing to do with security and everything to do with enforcing a police state mentality. So in talking about that, Rivera appeared on Fox and Friends yesterday, and he said that he was raped by the TSA. His words. Quote, the last time I flew to Afghanistan, I got manually raped by a guy who the scanner wasn't working. These were his own words. He then said that his, quote, junk was junked by a TSA screener. I apologize for the graphic nature of this language, but this is Geraldo's language himself. I'm not paraphrasing. I'm quoting him exactly. Quote, this guy, it seemed, was getting off on it. And the more and the tighter I got and the angrier I got, you know, he just wanted to be a little more intimate. Of course he did. Oh, my. And I was so frustrated, Geraldo continues. I called the TSA, and I called, and I called. I went on television. I exposed them. I embarrassed them. I said, can't you? And they just could not remove my name from the computer that had the no-fly list. Yeah. See, this is why I don't fly. See, the TSA punishes anyone who dares to speak out about them. This is exactly what Geraldo just experienced. They put him on the no-fly list, which, is, of course, is a secret, completely unconstitutional list. You don't know how you got on the list. You don't know how to get your name removed from the list. There's no procedure for it. It's a giant secret government black box, which is what that's how the entire government works now in America. Welcome to the new occupied America, the banker occupied America. And so in exposing all of this, Rivera has been punished by them. Isn't there a congressman in Texas that's also gone on the record and said that every time he flies, they squeeze his genitals? They actually punish him by squeezing him a little extra. This is why I don't fly, because I put out the TSA, the Don't Touch My Junk music video song, and also, of course, the TSA Help Wanted animation parody video that makes fun of the TSA and exposes them as being the total perverts and thugs that they truly are. So I don't fly because I know they're going to drop a bag of cocaine in my luggage and then arrest me for drugs that I've never even used. So I'm sure the TSA is just waiting to find me in the airport, so I'm not going to give them that opportunity. So I'm supporting Senator Rand Paul's effort to, of course, eliminate and shut down the TSA. In fact, another U.S. congressman, I don't recall his name at the moment, just in the last few days called for the resignation of Pistoli, the head of the TSA, who, of course, not only needs to resign, I think he needs to be arrested. That's my opinion. I think he needs to be investigated and arrested. But that's just the beginning of the crazy breaking news. I'm going to talk to you about the Pentagon's new technology, which is trying to build a neuro-linguistic programming engine so that they can contrive the right story that the public will buy. That's the Pentagon's new weapon. It's a neuro-linguistic weapon that's been reported by the BBC. I'll talk about that in a minute. But first, let's get to some other a little more mild news. Here's some stuff for everybody who owns a car. Changing the oil on your car every 3,000 miles may not be necessary. In fact, I'm calling that idea a scam because it's really not necessary for most cars. In fact, Toyota and other manufacturers, many of their cars can go 7,500, 10,000, or even 15,000 miles without needing an oil change. Oh, here it is. So there's a website out there where you can check and see how often you actually need to change the oil on your car. And, I'm going to get that website for you after the break. I'm sorry, I don't have that for you right now. I'll get that website for you. But let me go to the next news item. We'll come back to that. Washington State declares whooping cough an epidemic after just a few hundred people have symptoms of the whooping cough and almost no deaths from it. But here's the deal. They always declare these epidemics, and then they use it to push vaccines in the state. But what they don't tell you is that the outbreaks of whooping cough are higher among children who have been vaccinated against whooping cough. This is on Daily News. For those of you watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, whooping cough epidemic hits Washington State. Boy, these states, these vaccine pushers, they love to declare epidemics. So does the CDC, but they never tell you the truth. Well, we've published on Natural News the truth about how the outbreaks are higher among children who are vaccinated. In other words, if you get the whooping cough vaccine, your risk of contracting the whooping cough goes up. It goes up. So not getting vaccinated is the best protection against the whooping cough. Actually, vitamin D is a much better protection. Also, whooping cough vaccines have been linked to seizures. And we've got that story also posted on Natural News as well. And InfoWars, of course, covers all of this. In fact, the polio vaccines in India that are causing paralysis. Aaron Dykes did an excellent story on that. Kurt Nimmo, Paul Watson are all over that story. Check this out. Here's some. Actually, let me go to this sheet right here. And for those of you watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, I've got a new prop in the studio today. We've got the Liberty Eagle, Liberty flag right here. I want to get a big "Don't Tread on Me" kind of flag situation. I'm going to start bringing props into the studio every time I'm here. I want to put a copy of the Constitution on the wall behind me here, or at least the Bill of Rights. There it is. Look at that. Isn't that beautiful? Liberty right there. I know for those of you on the radio, you're going, what? You can watch on prisonplanet.tv. But here it is, the combination tetanus and whooping cough vaccine linked to seizures in babies, and this was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. So even the conventional medical system openly admits that these vaccines cause seizures. And then here's a story about how whooping cough outbreaks are higher among children who have been vaccinated. It actually causes the disease. And then here's Washington State declaring an actual epidemic, and they're seeking the CDC help. Oh, yes, the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, should be called Centers for Disease Contradiction, because they actually promote more disease than they ever prevent. Oh, yeah, the CDC loves to push new diseases out there with those weaponized vaccines. Check this out. Military training in the middle of Miami jolts residents out of bed. The Grand Bay Hotel was attacked. Wait, never mind. This is in the MiamiHerald.com. It was just a military training exercise. So if you woke up, this was just a few days ago, in fact. If you woke up on Tuesday, May 8th, and you saw a bunch of black helicopters and military troops jumping out of them and raiding this hotel and firing off a bunch of blank rounds. Obviously, they weren't live ammunition, but they sounded like it to the residents of the city. Oh, guess what? It's just another military exercise to get everybody used to the idea that the U.S. military is going to be on the streets as usual, just to get you used to it. So that when DHS brings in the bulletproof pill boxes and the roadside checkpoints and, what, the 450 million rounds of 40 caliber hollow point ammo, not to mention all the 223 rounds or the 556 rounds or whatever else they're buying, that all the Americans are just going to sit back and say, oh, yeah, they've been doing that for the last couple of years. That's normal. There's nothing wrong with that. We see military people raiding hotels and shooting up city streets all the time. It must be okay. Must be another training exercise, they're going to say. and on the subject of mind control, check this out. This is in the BBC. Search for this title, guys. Building the Pentagon's Like Me Weapon. Building the Pentagon's Like Me Weapon. I'm going to read you right from this article. This is a fascinating story. And I don't think it's really been covered that much in the alternative media. The military is creating a device, and this is quoting from the story, that could advise them what to say, generating a story based on a scientific understanding of the brain's inner workings to soothe tempers and calm the mood of the population. It sounds like something from a science fiction blockbuster, the BBC reports, but is in fact the premise behind the Pentagon's growing interest in the neurobiology of political violence. A relatively new field that combines neuroscience with more traditional social science-based approaches to understanding human behavior. Do you understand what this is really saying? This is a neuro-linguistic social engineering brain hack. This is propaganda at the level of the neural processors in your brain. This is a way to create a story, to have a computer actually spit out a story that they know the people will believe. Like, oh, we killed bin Laden and threw his body in the ocean because that's what they do in that religion. Total nonsense, complete fiction, but people bought it. I mean, why do they need computers to come up with this stuff? It seems like whoever's running things at the globalist agenda level, they're already coming up with stories that people will buy. And besides, it seems like there's no skepticism out there anyway anymore. People will buy almost anything. Have you noticed that? They'll buy almost anything. Like they could make up a crazy story. Bin Laden was using his wife as a shield, and then he launched little miniature pumpkin grenades like the Green Goblin from Spider-Man, and so we had to shoot him, and we dunked his head three times in the water, and bubbles still came up. So then we put his feet in lead and lead bricks and let him sink to the bottom of the ocean, where he started glowing. So we had to launch a nuclear weapon. This is the kind of stuff they come up with, and people actually will believe it as long as it's pushed out there by CNN, NPR, and all these mainstream media websites. Doesn't matter if it's fiction. People buy it anyway. It's all theater, security theater for your benefit. All right, a lot more straight ahead here on the Alex Jones Show. Lots of news on Fukushima. We'll be joined by Arnie Gunnarsson. Stay right with us.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team. With the white truck.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Gunnarsson joining us in a few minutes to talk about the Fukushima situation and the threat of an additional radioactive plume striking North America. In fact, the entire Northern Hemisphere because of the global wind patterns. But before, we have a sobering story about Kelly Thomas. And many of you may already be aware of who is Kelly Thomas. He is the homeless man who was beat to death in Fullerton, California, by police officers. He was begging for his life, begging for his daddy. He was just beat to a pulp by, I believe it was up to 8 officers. It started with just 2 officers. We're showing a little bit of the footage. Keep showing as much as you can there, guys. This is the first time I'm seeing this particular footage. We can't show it all because it's just too graphic. It's too heart-wrenching. It is an absolute anti-humanitarian abuse of a human being by police officers who have lost it. And again, the man's name is Kelly Thomas. Go ahead and search PrisonPlanet.com for stories about Kelly Thomas. Search YouTube. Look for the video yourself if you want to see it. What happened is this started with 2 officers, one of them tasering the man, and then the taser, after the taser was fired at him, disabling him, he was struck with the taser weapon itself as a blunt object. And then he was essentially gang beat by a gang of other police officers who are supposed to be law enforcement officers. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit this video is absolutely horrific, and I'm looking at a picture of the man. You can hardly recognize that it's a face at all. It is a mass of blood and bone and sinew and skin, and this man was beat to death by these police officers in California, and those officers are now facing prosecution. And I want to be clear that not all police officers are bad, that most members of law enforcement, especially those in the sheriff's and deputies' departments, are very honest, honorable individuals. Many of them are patriots. Many of them are going to do the right thing when the time comes. They will make the right decision to protect liberty and to protect the innocent in America. And yet, across America today, we do have rogue gang units of police departments. Now, this is true in every major city. It's true in Miami. It's true in Chicago. It's true in L.A., obviously. It's true in San Diego. It is this is an epidemic of police violence against individuals. And you know where it comes from? You know where what makes this possible? It is that the federal government is setting the example of brutality and sexual molestation of the people. So when the TSA reaches down your pants and squeezes your genitals and punishes people like Geraldo Rivera just went public and said he was raped by the TSA. When that is allowed in America, and when the people don't stand up against it and say enough is enough and we're not going to be raped, we're not going to be treated to this kind of violence by the government, then the local police departments, they start getting the idea, well, hey, we can do it too. We can rape people. We can commit violence against people. We can just beat whoever we want, beat them to death. And that's exactly what they did. Information from the court case. This is from the OCRegister.com. Right out of Orange County. It was a 33-minute surveillance video of the confrontation that has surfaced. And, of course, without that surveillance video, none of these cops ever probably would have faced any prosecution because they could just beat people to death in dark alleys where no one's looking, and they get away with it routinely. And these cops obviously need to go to jail, and it looks like they're going to if this case moves forward as expected. Let me read you some other details from the case here because it's absolutely – it's heart-wrenching, and it is a big warning. One officer, Cicinelli, I'm not sure the pronunciation, stunned Thomas with a taser and then hit him in the face with a plastic gun. He's charged with involuntary manslaughter and excessive force under the color of authority, free on $25,000 bail. Now, remember this, in California, they gave James Stewart $1 million bail for distributing raw milk. So if you beat a man to death, your bail is only $25,000. But if you distribute real food, oh, my God, fresh raw milk, you get $1 million bail. That's justice in California. And this officer is facing 4 years in prison. James Stewart's facing 40 years in prison for distributing raw milk. This videotape, shown in public for the first time, showed an escalating situation that abruptly became violent when one of the officers says, he puts on rubber gloves and says, "Now you see my fist? They're getting ready to F you up. If you don't start F listening," he says. Those are the words of the officer in the surveillance tape. That's what it has come to in America today. That's what happened to Kelly Thomas. A lot more straight ahead on Fukushima. and Arne Gunderson. Stay with us. This is Mike Adams hosting the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after this break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend. You're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male, because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-437-1126. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant has become yet a renewed concern for the fate of life on our planet, especially in the northern hemisphere, which is, of course, strongly affected by the wind patterns of whatever radiation might be released from Fukushima. In fact, some are claiming that a very large amount of radiation has already been released. And by claiming, I say that with a bit of satire, because, of course, it's happened. Multiple meltdowns already happened. And that cover-up is being called Plume Gate. So just search that term if you want to learn more, Plume Gate. And now Senator Ron Wyden, who actually is a pretty decent guy. I used to live in Oregon in his district when he was a congressman. And I don't agree with all his politics, obviously, but pretty decent guy. You know, really within the system, he tries to help people more than most, I would say. And he went out and visited the Fukushima facility to have a look for himself. And when he came back, he issued an urgent warning. He put it right on his own website, the government website, Senate website. And he said that it is a precarious situation, and he said that the entire facility is only protected from a second tsunami by something that he called the
bags of rocks placed there, a makeshift wall, he said, made by bags of rocks placed there by hand. That's not going to survive a tsunami. That's not going to stop a giant tidal wave coming in. Not even a chance. Now, at the same time, a former Japan ambassador has gone on the record and made a statement saying that, quote, the fate of the world depends on reactor number 4. Those are his words. So there's been a lot of increasing concern about the fuel rod, the spent fuel rods that are in the pools that are now have open access to the environment, and what might happen if there is a subsequent earthquake or a tsunami, which could happen theoretically at any time. It's largely unpredictable. What will happen? And to help answer that question is Arne Gunnarsson joining us today by Skype video, an amazing expert. He's been one of the most courageous scientific voices speaking out about the reality of what's happening in Fukushima, even as others try to cover up and downplay. Arne Gunnarsson has been actually reporting the truth from his website, fairwinds.com. That's F-A-I-R-E, winds.com. Did I get that right? Is that the right website?
You got it.
Yeah, okay. All right. Arne, thank you for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you on the Alex Jones Show. How are you doing today?
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm great.
Well, it's an honor to have you on. You are one of the most widely known voices out there in the truth movement, and also among the scientific followers of what's happening in Fukushima. Can you begin by telling us what is your understanding of the status, the current status of the situation in Fukushima, and in particular, reactor number 4 and its spent fuel rod pool?
I think you hit the nail on the head at the beginning of the hour here. The Unit 4 is has always been, since the very first week or two of the accident, in my mind, the biggest concern. And the term I used a year ago was that if the Unit 4 fuel pool goes, we'll have Chernobyl on steroids. And I still believe that today. The problem with that pool is that there's an entire nuclear core's worth of hot fuel. And by that, I mean physically hot, because it just ran. And 4 or 5 more years of spent fuel. The combination means that if it were to go dry, that it would burn and liberate an enormous amount of radiation. Brookhaven National Lab said that a fuel pool fire like could be experienced at Fukushima Daiichi 4 would kill 186,000 people from cancer.
Now, so, is that just a fire situation? If the pool, the containment concrete cracks, the water drains out, or another earthquake happens, it all collapses. Is it a fire that releases that, or is there the possibility of it achieving again criticality or a meltdown scenario?
No, it can't. Yeah, low enriched fuel, like in a power reactor, has to have water around it to have a fission, for a chain reaction to occur. Now, what would happen what I'm postulating is if there's a 7.75 earthquake and the pool cracks or the building topples, but let's say the pool cracks, the pool runs dry, the zircaloy clad, it would become hot enough to burn in air. And it's called a pyrophoric reaction. Once it starts, you can't put it out by throwing water on it because it takes the oxygen out of the water and just gets hotter.
So this would be like a massive dirty bomb essentially being set off, and it would just burn and release into the atmosphere, and then the wind takes it from there. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's a great analogy.
So let me ask you this. If a terrorist group had this much nuclear material in their hands, how do you think America's response would be different? Because I find it interesting that this is essentially a dirty bomb, a ticking time dirty bomb, and America is doing essentially nothing. But if a terrorist had this much material, how bad would that be, Arne?
You know, we've been saying that here in the States, and, I'm on record as saying that this type of reactor, this Mark I reactor, this fuel pool is up in the air about 100 feet high, and it's a terrorist target. And this isn't since Fukushima. I've been saying this for 10 years. The problem is if a terrorist were to broach the side of the fuel pool with some kind of a guided weapon, not a rifle,
but like an RPG or something like that.
Yeah, you would drain the pool here in the States, and it would create the same scenario. So this isn't something that the NRC and the nuclear community hasn't heard. They've just ignored it.
What's the deal with the other pool of stored fuel rods that's located reportedly about 50 meters away from this reactor number four pool? What's the interaction between those two pools?
The Japanese, unlike the Americans, have kept all their nuclear fuel in the fuel pool. So you've got a plant like Pilgrim with 37 years worth, whereas Fukushima only has 7 or 8. The Japanese took the fuel down out of these precarious pools when they got to 5, 6, 7 years and put them in a common pool. So they have an enormous common pool, but it's at grade level. So from a seismic standpoint, it's much more rigid. The Fukushima 4 pool is way up in the air, so it's like an upside-down pendulum in the event of an accident. In addition to Unit 4, and I'm clearly on record as saying both these, Unit 3 is not much better. So there's actually two fuel pools that could cause, certainly the evacuation of Tokyo would be plausible if that pool were to catch fire.
What about the evacuation of California? How much of a concern would it be if that pool, if the fuel rods in Pool 4 caught on fire and that radiation was released and all the isotopes, the iodine-131, the cesium-137, I think is a bigger concern. In your estimation, what is the range of possibilities of impacts on states like California, Oregon, Alaska, Washington, especially West Coast USA?
Yeah, well, first off, you're not going to find any iodine because that only has an 8-day half-life. So it's been gone for years. But the amount of cesium in those pools is roughly comparable to what's gone up in nuclear weapons testing, above ground nuclear weapons testing for 30 years. I'm telling my friends that on the West Coast, you got to watch it like a hawk. Every day go up and make sure Unit 4 is standing. And if it's not, we'll watch the plume, but have a plan B to move somewhere.
Well, that's great advice, Arnie, and I want to encourage viewers and listeners to visit your website, fairwinds.com. Again, that's spelled F-A-I-R-E, fairywinds.com might be the phonetic way to say it. But the problem with what you just said, or I should say the challenge, is that the mainstream media has already demonstrated it's going to lie about this. So if the average person out there in California, let's say, says, well, I'm going to watch CNN and I'm going to wait for CNN to tell me whether or not there's been a big release of radiation from Fukushima, isn't it possible that CNN may just never cover it, or they may downplay it, or the U.S. government may come up with some kind of weird cover story? Hasn't the truth already been manipulated so much that we can't really trust the media to tell us the future of what's going on there?
Well, I don't trust the mainstream media. CNN had me on 20 times, so probably they've done better than most of the others.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that. That's actually to their credit to have you on then.
Well, thank you. But you're absolutely right. The mainstream media has underplayed the Fukushima disaster since it began. It's through alternative shows like yours. It's through alternative sites like mine that people are getting the knowledge that experts have. All the things I've been saying for the last year are turning up in FOIA requests from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. They were thinking it. They just weren't telling the public.
Right. You nailed it. The FOIA requests have revealed a lot of interesting information where wasn't one of the documents from the NRC showing that by their calculations, they'd already estimated that 18,000 infant deaths had occurred in the USA due to the radiation? Or am I getting that right?
I don't remember seeing that one, but there were so many that were terrifying. They had data from the roof of the embassy in Tokyo in the first week that was terrifying. And yet they never made that information public. We had a businessman in Tokyo who was staying on the same block as the U.S. Embassy take a sample from the roof of his hotel, and it was hotter than a pistol. And this was 6 months after the accident. So we have known that Tokyo was jeopardized at the beginning of this accident since it was happening, and really didn't do much to warn the citizens.
Wow, for those watching PrisonPlanet.tv, they just showed the footage of one of the explosions of one of the reactors. Was that reactor number two that was being shown? I don't know. But it looks like a massive explosion. There's been conjecture that perhaps it was a nuclear explosion. I'm not sure. What are your thoughts on that, Arnie?
It was a prompt, moderated criticality.
Okay. You're going to have to break that down for us all.
Well, a bomb is a prompt, fast criticality. A nuclear reactor is usually never prompt.
yeah, unfortunately.
This could take an hour, but I'll try to knock it out in 30 seconds.
Well, imagine like all the power that would power the city of Tokyo for 10 years being released in 2 seconds is what you're getting at.
Well, that's what a bomb is, right? If your readers want to go, your listeners want to go up and watch this, you can see that we tested this 40 years ago in an experiment called Borax, B-O-R-A-X, just like the 20 mules. The Borax experiments look almost exactly like the explosion at Fukushima Unit 3. And those were prompt, moderated criticalities.
Okay, so it's not the same as a detonation of a nuclear warhead, obviously, but it's certainly a much faster release than was planned by the engineers who built the facility. Now, one of the things I really respect about you, Arnie, is that you visited Japan. You took some soil samples, and I believe on your website, fairwinds.com, you even mentioned that in the United States, those soil samples, they are so contaminated with radiation that they would be considered what? What was the term you used?
Oh, they'd be considered radioactive waste, and they'd have to be, you know, stored in a controlled facility, yeah.
So that soil, how far out from Fukushima did you sample that soil?
Well, you know, that's the point I was trying to make in the video. Tokyo is, depending on where you are, 150 miles away from the accident. And yet, I mean, these people were gardening in soil that was, in the States, would be considered radioactive waste. And but I shot the video when I was at a meeting in Washington, D.C. And my point was, Tokyo is the capital of Japan. And within 100 miles of Washington are a dozen nuclear reactors. How would we feel if our capital was so contaminated that it should be considered nuclear waste? I think the public reaction would be dramatic. You know, we've got to shut these things down. Whereas because it's happened in the other guy's country, mainstream media has totally ignored it.
But you hit on something really crucial right there. You said that the soils are so contaminated, and that was with cesium-137, correct?
Cesium-137 and 134. That's how you know it came from Fukushima. If it was just cesium-137, it could be bomb, it could be Chernobyl. But when you see 134 and 137 together, that's the signature from Fukushima.
Right, that's because every fuel source in the nuclear industry has a particular elemental signature or fingerprint, you might say, that can identify its source. What's crucial about what you just said also is that if the soils are contaminated, cesium is very close to the mineral action of potassium in plants. So I believe that when plants are grown, when food crops are grown in soil contaminated by cesium, to the extent that those plants would normally uptake potassium, which is a common mineral in many many crops, including potatoes, for example, they would uptake that cesium, which would go into the food, so that the people who grew their food on that land would then be eating radioactive food.
Yeah. Cesium is exactly chemically like potassium. If you remember your high school chemistry, they're right above each other in the periodic chart. But so they're both muscle seekers. And what we find with cesium poisoning is that, especially in kids that are growing, illnesses like something called Chernobyl heart, where the cesium builds up in a muscle that's rapidly growing, like an infant or a fetus's heart, and causes heart damage or heart holes, while the infant may live for the rest of their life after surgery, you know, their life is expectancy is shortened and the quality of life is minimal. So cesium is a muscle seeker. It also produces cancers, obviously, but because it's radioactive. But in addition, it can do damage to muscles, especially in kids that are rapidly growing.
So this is an indiscriminate. Obviously, it can be used as a weapon by terrorists or even false flag attacks, which is another concern of many of the listeners here on the Alex Jones Show. We had a report from Mike Bundrant, who's one of our contributing writers over at Natural News. He was in Tokyo recently. And he discovered that many families are eating this contaminated food because their parents or their other family members are living in a state of denial. They've been told by the Japanese government that this is safe, so they're planting food on this contaminated soil. They're eating this radioactive food, and they are doing so knowing it's radioactive, but they can't go against their other family members because of the very powerful, you know, parental family structure often that you find in Japanese families. And these middle-aged Japanese citizens, they're going to die of cancer from it.
You know, you're absolutely right. It's a cultural problem there, and the government is playing on the cultural problem. There's a ray of hope here because the women of Japan aren't buying it. The men seem to be saying, well, my government told me it's safe, therefore it's safe. Whereas the women, especially the young childbearing age women, are just saying, you know, hell no, we won't glow, I guess is the old term.
That's a good one.
But the women in Japan are a significant majority in all of these marches that you see, which is unheard of for Japan. I mean, the women.
Arnie, sorry to interrupt you. We got to go to a break, but stay with us. I want to ask you on the other side of this break about the 85 times the Chernobyl radiation figure that's been floating around. That and much more straight ahead here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after this break.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad-spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best or less guaranteed.
Fukushima threatens the continuation of life as we know it in the northern hemisphere. It doesn't mean it's going to kill us all, but it does mean it could threaten the healthy continuation of life as we know it. It could threaten crops. It could threaten literally millions of acres of farming land across North America if a worst case scenario happens. And sadly, the worst case scenario could be unleashed in many ways from another earthquake, another tsunami that hits the Fukushima facility. This is an issue that affects North America. It affects Europe. It affects Russia. It affects China. It's not just Japan that's affected by this. And that's why we're featuring this information here. We've got Arne Gundersen joining us from Fairwinds, and he is one of the top nuclear experts and very outspoken, but also very considered in his information. That's what I really respect about Arne, that he is methodical in his research and he's very considered in his statements about Fukushima. Before we bring him back in very quickly, in the next hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Len Saputo to talk to us about some solutions for protecting our bodies from radiation in case that worst case scenario happens. And then also we've got Alice Jones calling in at the, what about half an hour from now? Alice is going to call in and give us some comments on current events as well. Now, back to Arne Gundersen from Fairwinds.com. Arne, before the break, I asked you about this figure that's been floating around, this 85 times. I guess there's been a calculation of the total amount of unspent fuel or partially spent fuel in the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear facility, and that was calculated to be 85 times, roughly 85 times the amount of energy released in the Chernobyl accident in, I believe, 1986. Is that figure accurate, or does it need to be fact-checked?
I'm not sure where they got that. I believe Fukushima is worse than Chernobyl, and I think I can prove that. I think that number may also include the possibility of the meltdown of the fuel in the fuel pools, which hasn't occurred yet. So if you look at the three reactors that melted down, clearly they released more noble gases, things like xenon and krypton, at least triple what Chernobyl released. And they actually picked that up in Seattle. This is separate from the hot particles in Seattle, but there was xenon and krypton picked up to the tune of 100,000 times normal in Seattle in March and April after the accident, published peer-reviewed stuff. But so that's one kind of isotope, and that doesn't react with anything. It pops right out of the fuel. But cesium and the iodine and things like that are probably roughly on the order, maybe twice as much as Fukushima. You know, this is such a horrific accident, but it's hard to believe the Japanese were lucky. But there's two things they were lucky about. One is that 80% of the time the wind blew out to sea. Now, so most of this, 78% of this radiation wound up in the ocean. That's not good for the fish and ultimately not good for us, but it's good for the people in Japan. The other piece of it was it happened on a Friday, and they had 1,000 people at Daiichi and another 1,000 at Daini. Had that not happened, if it happened on a weekend, Daini would have melted down as well. There's four reactors there that would have melted down as well. So we could have had 10 nuclear reactors melting down if this thing had happened on a Saturday.
Well, this gets back to the whole thing called Murphy's Law, and I'm really starting to question the ability of science to anticipate the long-term implications of its present-day actions. I want to ask you about that, and how can science be made safer when we return on the other side of this break. You are listening to The Alex Jones Show, an interview with Arne Gundersen about Fukushima and radiation, and the next hour begins in just minutes, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.